This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for March 2012. Our guest is Dr. Clark Morton, an emergency medical doctor at Mary Immaculate Hospital in Newport News, Virginia. He has worked there for the past 10 years healing patients and saving lives. Dr. Morton is a cellist and fish farmer growing healthy fish for people to eat. He has three passions: music, medicine, agriculture, and a strong desire to help others. Welcome to our show, Dr. Morton.
Thanks, Madeline.
Our first question, Dr. Clark Morton, how does classical music play a part of your life as a medical doctor, and what musical instrument do you play?
Well, I play cello, and I grew up in a musical family. My grandmother played piano, and I remember we would have sing-alongs during the holidays. My uncles Paul, George, and John played the bass, drums, and the trumpet, and Paul influenced me the most. Originally, I wanted to play jazz like Paul, but in the 7th grade, I was 4'11" and too short to play a bass. And so my teacher, Mr. Valentino, thought it best that I play the cello. And once he gave it to me, I fell in love with it. From then, I never stopped playing. And I consider music my first passion. I played in school orchestras in Boston and Los Angeles. At the University of California, San Diego, I minored in music performance, chamber music performance, and studied cello with Peter Farrell and Michael Staley. In my music performance, I had Janos Negesi and Bertram Turetsky, actually, as my instructors. I also played in the UC San Diego Orchestra and later played at the UCSF Community Orchestra while in medical school. I moved back to California in 99 and I joined the Camellia Orchestra in Sacramento. And in addition to playing with that orchestra, I played with the Northern California Chamber Music Society. In 2002, I moved to Virginia and I played with the York River Symphony Orchestra and then later played with Old Dominion University and their orchestra for about a year or so. And I've continued to play with Madeline Frank, you. Excuse me, sorry about that.
Did you have any siblings, and what kind of music did your parents enjoy?
See, I didn't have any siblings. I was an only child. My mom and my father, they would listen to rhythm and blues and pop, but my grandmother, I consider her kind of my musical roots. She took more of an interest in the classical music that I would play. And I lived with my grandma in high school. She took me to most of my rehearsals, saw many of my concerts, and she really enjoyed it a lot.
Dr. Morton, in what grade in school did you become fascinated with math and science?
That was in the 6th grade. I grew up in Washington, D.C. in the 70s, and there was many a field trip to the Smithsonian. The Air and Space Museum was my favorite, and looking at all those rockets and whatnot, I wanted to be an astronaut. So, jets, rockets, Star Trek, you could say, started my interest in science. Later on, I moved to Boston, and I would watch a lot of TV and play music and whatnot. Carl Sagan was a big influence on me with Cosmos, Nova, and WGBH Boston, and my 9th grade science teacher, Miss Liebman. She actually influenced me the most to go into biology, I would say, and she kind of solidified my interest in science. My stepfather was a physician as well, and I guess he's kind of the reason for why I went into medicine. He helped me focus on that a lot.
Who are your favorite classical composers?
That's a tough question. Well, I love Bach a lot. I love Mozart and I love Beethoven. Pretty much all three of those composers and musicians kind of embody classical music as we know today, I think.
Did studying the cello help you in doing your schoolwork?
Yes, definitely. I enjoyed music a lot. And I found it a great release. It was a healthy outlet for me, along with exercise. I felt that it helped me improve my discipline in school, helped me concentrate better, improve my self-esteem, and it taught me how to work with others as well.
Thank you, Dr. Clark Morton, for being on our show. We appreciate all the valuable work in saving lives and helping people. And we're so thankful for your gift of playing the cello for all of us.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you.